This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes. With less than a month to go in the session, the Parnell administration is in a similar spot with House Bill 77 as it was last year. Opposition is vocal, key senators are on the fence, and movement on the controversial permitting bill has stalled. APRN's Alexandra Gutierrez reports Governor Sean Parnell's bill to streamline the permitting process initially raced through the legislature last spring, but fishing, environmental, and tribal groups came out hard against it, arguing it gave too much power to the Natural Resources Commissioner and limited public involvement in the permitting process. Legislators came up with a new version of the bill 2 weeks ago. They have since been inundated with phone calls, emails, letters, and petitions from both sides. Gutierrez says when all that testimony is printed out, you get a stack of papers 6 inches high, 2 inches in favor of House Bill 77 and 4 inches against. Supporters say part of the problem is the scope of the bill. Ed Fogles is a deputy commissioner with the Department of Natural Resources. He was involved in drafting the bill.
One of the issues that's going on here is this bill is very big and it attempts to fix a lot of small problems within DNR statutes. So when you look at the bill in its entirety, it gets confusing. You can't really understand it without sitting down with a bill, with a statute book, and reading through it.
Soldotna Republican Senator Peter Michicki jokes that the bill is cursed. On a more serious note, he says House Bill 77 would fare better if it were broken up into several pieces of legislation that each deal with only one issue. With House Bill 77 being such a charged topic and with only a few weeks left in the legislative session, the bill has stopped moving. Public testimony has been extended and hearings for amendments keep getting delayed. Major issues remain in the legislature. There's the bill to advance a major liquefied natural gas project, state budgets, proposed changes to and possible increased funding for the educational system, and addressing the state's unfunded pension obligation. The 90-day session is scheduled to end April 20th. Senate President Charlie Huggins and House Speaker Mike Chenault have said they would like to finish before then. Kuskokwim fishermen will be able to use dip nets this summer to target other species of salmon during periods of king salmon closures. The Board of Fish approved the emergency petition Friday. With dip nets, any king salmon caught must be released back to the river alive. The board utilized a state definition that allows for 5-foot circular dip nets. The board moved to allow the Fish and Game Commissioner to make the dip net gear a permanent regulation. Otherwise, the regulation would be in effect for 120 days. Alaskans working to sign people up for health insurance under the Affordable Care Act say they're seeing a big increase in enrollments this month. Groups like the United Way and Enroll Alaska made the announcement at a press conference last week in Anchorage. The boost comes as the March 31st open enrollment deadline approaches. Anyone who doesn't have health insurance by that date will pay a penalty unless they qualify for an exemption. Enrollment information is at healthcare.gov. Speaking of deadlines, March 31st is also the deadline for permanent fund dividend applications. This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes.